弟兄姐妹大家平安。
在
还没有开今天讲道之前，我们先来一起来念一下我们今天要讲到的经文。
Before our message today, let's read our passage.
我们先来念的，今天要念的我们的经文是在约翰一书的三章一到十节。
The first John chapter 3:1-10.
我希望同时可以中英文一起念。
Let's read Chinese and English at the same time.
那我们可以节省一些时间。好吧，我们现在就开始从约翰一书的第三章一到二节，我们从这个上面一起念来。你看，父是给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿子，我们也是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因为不认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的身体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。凡犯罪的，就是违反律法，违背律法的，就是罪。你们这主的显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪，凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。是要什么？不要被人诱惑，轻易的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。犯罪的是魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪，使得儿女显现出来，不要出卖魔鬼的作为。凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神是道，存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的就不属神，不爱弟兄的也是如此。在今天讲道当中，我并不打算把所有的这些信息跟弟兄姊妹分享，而如果把这些经文要带很详细跟大家分享的话，我想我们今天时间是不够的。问题是我们今天很重要，我们要开会，召开会员大会。也就是说2019年快要过去了。所以在这里我想要问大家一个问题。你渴望成为神的儿女吗？不管你的回答是还是不是，我希望你好好思考。在你渴望成为神的儿女之前，你必须要先渴慕神。
Before you desire to become a child of God, you need to desire God first.
你的胃主的胃口是超好的吗？
You have a spiritual appetite for God.
你真的渴慕神吗？
You truly desire God.
你真的渴慕成为神的儿女吗？
You truly desire to become a child of God.
我想这是我今天早上最重要跟弟兄姊妹要分享的。
That's why I want to share with you this morning.
我并不是不相信你渴慕成为神的儿女。不是不相信你羡慕活在主耶稣基督的面前。但是我们今天我们要在这里再跟弟兄姐妹分享的是，我们在神的里面，我们真的是爱他吗？我们有很多很多这个世界上的事，怎么去渴慕他？
There are many things in this world that we desire more than God.
每个人不同的喜欢。
We all have our own desire.
但是你真的渴慕成为上帝的儿女吗？
We truly desire to become the child of God.
有一个妈妈带着感冒的小儿子去看医生。
The mom brought a child who was sick to see doctor.
当他们走出医生的诊疗室之后，所以感冒的小孩猛拍大腿说：“啊，糟了！”
After they came out of clinic, the child said, "Oh no, I forgot something."
那妈妈说你为什么事情糟了呢？
The mom said, "What happened?"
小孩子说你忘了，我们在家里商量好的，要问医生叔叔为什么都那么苦。
The child said, "You forgot we talk about this at home that we're going to ask the doctor why is the medicine so bitter?"
他说糟了，我刚刚忘记问了。
And I forgot to ask him.
妈妈就跟他说没有关系，等一下拿药的时候我们可以问护士阿姨。
Mom said, don't worry about it, we can ask the nurse afterwards.
那药是他们包的，所以他们也许他们知道药为什么是苦的。
Because the nurse prepared and dispensed the medication, they may know why medicine is bitter.
小男孩就耐心等到叫他名字的时候，他便急忙上前去问那个护士阿姨。
So the child waited patiently until the name was called, and he asked the nurse that,
为什么药是苦的？
Why is medicine bitter?
只见这个护士阿姨看着他笑了笑说，小兄弟，药当然要苦的才行啊。
And this nurse looked at him and smiled and said, little boy, of course medicine needs to be bitter.
你想想看，生病让你这么难受，如果药是甜的，每个小朋友为了要常常吃药而努力感冒生病，那还得了。
You are sick and you feel terrible, but if medicine is sweet, then every kid, in order to get a sweet medicine, will want to be sick. How could that be?
那小男孩似乎很满意护士阿姨的回答。
The boy was very satisfied with the nurse's answer.
所以他笑了笑说，啊，对呀，我怎么没有想到。
Miles said, of course, how come I didn't think of this?
所以他就很满意拿到药到回到他妈妈的身边。
He took the medication and went back to his mom's.
弟兄姐妹，如果你渴慕神，你会像这个小孩想知道药为什么那么苦。
If you desire God, you will be like this child. Ask, why is medicine bitter?
你要找出那个答案出来。
You want to find the answer.
你要找出那个原因出来。
You find the cause.
如果你渴慕神，你会找出你所渴慕的这位神是一位怎样的神。
If you truly desire for God, then you will find the answer. What kind of God is this?God.
你想去认识他，
you want to get to know him.
你想跟他结交，
you want to, get to be his friend.
你想和他建立一个关系，
you want to build a relationship with this God.
就像小孩子想知道药性一样。
Just like this child who wants to know about medicine.
你渴慕成为神的儿女吗？你心里所存的意念讨他的喜欢吗？
Do you desire to be a child of God? Do the thoughts that exist in your heart please God?
你渴慕成为神的儿女吗？我想再多问一些问题。
Do you truly desire to become a child of God? I want to ask you a few more questions.
从今年以来，你心里所存的意念讨神喜欢吗？
From the beginning of a year, do all the thoughts that exist in your heart please God?
你所说的每一句话讨神喜欢吗？
All the things that you have said, do they please God?
你所做的事情讨神喜欢吗？
All the things you have done, do they please God?
我们来看一段似乎有负面信息的经文。
We'll take a look at the passage that seems kind of negative.
但具有正面教导的经文。
But actually is very important in teaching.
这跟你渴慕成为神的儿女有极大的关系。
It's very important as you desire to become children of God.
让我这样说好了，在教会中，你想成为被主重用的人，还是想成为被撒旦使用的人？
I want to say clearly, in the church, do you want to be someone who is used by God or someone who is used by Satan?
我想我们多想成为神手中有用的器皿。
We all want to become a useful vessel by God.
如果是这样，
If that's true,
我们要好好读下面这段经文。
Let's take a look at this passage very carefully.
我们先来练中文的圣经，然后练英文的。
We're in Chinese first and English.
请。耶和华所恨恶的有六样，连他心所憎恶的共有七样，就是高傲的言、撒谎的舌、流无辜人血的手、涂抹恶迹的心、飞跑行恶的脚、吐谎言的假见证，并弟兄中不善纷争的人。
Let's read together Proverbs 6:16. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him.Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pour out lies, and a person who stirred up conflict in the community.
我想耶和华神他所恨恶的不只是这七样而已。
I believe that our Lord hates more than these seven things.
但是箴言的作者借着这七样表达神最为憎恶的是最后的一项。
But the author of Proverbs here talk about what God hates the most is the last thing.
在弟兄中不善纷争的人。
Stirred up conflict among brothers and sisters.
胜于前面那些恶事。
It's worse than all the things listed.
是的，破坏人与人之间的和谐和睦关系是圣经多次警戒我们要杜绝的事情。
The Bible reminds us once, more than once, that we should not destroy the relationship between people.
当群体当中合一和和睦的关系被破坏了，就等于是给罪恶开了一个大门。
If you destroy the unity of a group, you are opening a door for the devil.
让魔鬼可以恣意的偷窃、杀害、毁坏肢体的生命。
Satan can come in and destroy lives.
破坏人跟人之间的关系。
And destroy the relationship among people.
所以不要轻看一点点的挑拨纷争，因为你的意念已经给魔鬼留下了地步。
So don't look up lightly if it stirred up some conflict among brother and sister because you already gave a step into the devil.
甚至让那些因你的话而引起 争端的人事物落入无法收拾的伤害和祸患里面。
And the people who had conflict because of what you said, they will go into a lot of hurt and also a lot of suffering.
所以放大缩小来看，这是神家失去平安和谐，基督的身体被撕裂的。
From a big picture, this will cause God's house to lose unity and peace.
你渴望成为神的儿女吗？
You truly desire to become a child of God.
以上的七样你要留心，不要沾染到任何 一项。
These seven things listed, you need to be careful to not touch it.
神不喜悦这样，他的儿女是这样的。
God does not desire his children to become like this.
你渴慕成为神的儿女吗？
You desire to become a child of God.
耶稣对那些在弟兄中不善纷争的人怎么说呢？
What did Jesus say to those who tried to stir up conflict?
我们来看这段圣经中文，我们一起念。马太福音十二章三十六节，来，我要告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，不要句句供出来，因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。让我们同心来祷告。天父，我们知道许多的罪都从我们心里的恶念开始。
Lord, we know that many sins come from inside our heart.
就如同圣经说，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
Just the Bible says, after desire conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when it's full grown, gives birth to death.
主啊，求你让我们时常查验心里的意念。
Lord, please examine our hearts.
不要成为破坏合一、不善纷争的人。
Let us not become a person who stirred up conflict and create division.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 你渴慕成为神的儿女吗？
Do you desire to become a child of God?
在约翰一书三章一到十节讲到，这个世界上的人可以分为两类。
In 1 John chapter 3, 1 to 10, talk about in this world there are two.Categories of people.
他们所占的两个地位，一个是神的儿女的地位，一个是魔鬼儿女的地位。
One is children of God, the other one is children of the devil.
神的儿女有神的生命。
God's children have God's life.
他们称神为阿爸父。
They call God Abba Father.
他们与神相交，是神家里的人。
They have communion with God. They are belong to the family of God.
魔鬼的儿女与魔鬼相交。
Children of the devil commune with the devil.
魔鬼住在他们的心里。
Devil live within their heart.
他们是说谎话、弄诡诈的。
They lied and they scheme.
约翰清楚告诉我们，谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。
John tells very clearly who are the children of God, who are the children of the devil.
我们要注意这个问题。
We need to pay attention.
我们不要看为平常。
Do not ignore it.
弟兄姐妹，神要他的儿女光明正大，明辨真理。
Brother and sister, God wants his children to be pure and bright and to discern the truth.
但是魔鬼要人糊里糊涂，是非不分。
The devil tends to confuse you, so you don't know what is right, what is wrong.
有些人自称为神的儿女。
Some people call themselves children of God.
但是魔鬼并不怕他。
But Satan is not afraid of him.
因为魔鬼知道他心里的光景。
Because Satan can see what's in your heart.
所以在约翰一书的第三章、第四章讲到神的儿女跟魔鬼的儿女分别有三个方面。
The first John chapter 3 and chapter 4 talk about the three ways to distinguish between the children of God and children of the devil.
在我们刚刚所念那一段圣经讲到第一个分别。
And chapter 3 verse 1 to 10 talk about the first distinguish.
第一个就是犯罪的是魔鬼的儿女， 洁净的是神的儿女。
Talk about if you're sinful, you belong to the devil. If you're pure, you belong to the God.
第二个分别在约翰一书三章十到二十四节。
The second difference in chapter 3:10-24.
他说爱人的是神的儿女，杀人的是魔鬼的儿女。
If you love others, you are children of God. If you kill others, you are children of the devil.
第三个分别是在第四章的一到六节。
Third difference is in chapter 4, verses 1-6. That God's children will listen to the spirit of truth. Satan's children will listen to the spirit of falsehood. Today we'll focus on the first difference between sinful and pure.
最近在灵修当中读到一段蛮扎心也蛮担心的一些话。
Reverend Mao, in his devotion, read a passage that's very touching to him.
他讲到现代人，特别是年轻人喜欢的八个S。
He talked about the modern people, especially young people, they like 8S.
也和被忽略的两个S。
And ignore 2 other S.
这八个A就是讲到性欲、速度、酒啊、香烟啊、学校啊、电影啊、运动、音乐。
And here listed the 8S's are sex, fee, sake, smoke, school, screen, sports, sound, and sound.
这八个S是令人趋之若鹜。
People are chasing after these things.
但是最重要的两个S是，就是我们看到的，就是救赎跟灵命属灵却被忽略的。
Most important 2 S's were ignore as save and spirit.
那这两个好像没有人爱听，没有人想知道，也没有人去追求。
That no one's interested. They don't want to listen. They don't want to chase after these two things.
弟兄姐妹，让我告诉你，就算你有上面的八个S.
Let me tell you, if you have excelled in those 8 S's, on top.
但是如果你没有下面的两个S的话，你就得不到神所赐给你那丰丰富富的生命。But
if you're not saved and you don't have the Spirit, you cannot receive God's abundant life.
更糟糕的是，你的生命将被累在咒诅当中。Your
life indeed actually will be cursed.
但是有个好消息是，使约翰告诉我们。But
there's a good news. Apostle John told us.
他说父所赐给我们的是何等的慈爱。
How great is our love of our Father.
当我在读到这句话说父所赐给我们是何等的慈爱的时候，我心中蛮感动的。
We read this, it's truly very moving in our hearts.
我就开始想说，到底神他所赐给我们何等大的慈爱，那些慈爱是什么？
See, what great love the Father has lavished on us. You think about what kind of love and what kind of gifts these are.
我也希望你在你的心中想一想，神所赐的这些慈爱，这些慈爱到底是什么？
I hope you can meditate when we say God has lavished these love to us. What kind of love is it?
如果可以的话，我希望你把它列成一张清单。
I would like you to list it.
当你列的越多的时候，你就越知道神怎么多么的爱你。
The more you list, you realize how much God has loved you.
因为父所赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们成为他的儿女。
See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God.
也许我们想说成为神的儿女是多么容易一件事情。
Sometimes we think it's easy to become children of God.
而且我们想说成为神的儿女是我的选项。
And it's something that we can choose to be.
但是成为神的儿女是上帝创造我们的目的。
But it's actually the purpose of God's creation in us.
上帝要我们每个人都成为他的儿女。
God wants every single one of us to become
上帝不要我们属于魔鬼撒旦的。
God does not want us to belong to Satan.
上帝要我们成为他的儿女来跟随他。
God wants us to become his children to follow him.
所以我们是罪人，应当灭亡下地狱的。
So we are sinners, we should all go to hell.
因为我们的里面败坏，外面也败坏了。
Because we're corrupted inside and out.
而且我们是生在罪恶当中，死在罪恶当中的。
Live in sin and we could die in sin.
然后我们今天竟成为神的儿女。
Yet today we can be called children of God.
想到这里，你心里感到快乐吗？
Are you happy when you meditate on this?
我希望我们能够持守我们作为神儿女这样一个身份。
I hope that we can continue in this position being called children of God.
这个身份非常的宝贝，非常的重要。
Very important and precious identity.
如果你是这个身份的时候，你就摇摆不定。
If you stand firm there, you will not be shaken.
你渴慕成为神的儿女吗？
Do you desire desire to become a child of God.
音频在神的国度里没有价值。
Poetry has no value in the kingdom of God.
如果你在路上看到一张钞票,
if you see a bill lying on the floor,
你捡起来发现这是一张10块钱的钞票,
pick it up and it's a $10 bill.
不管这张10块钱的钞票有多么的脏,多么的皱在一起,
even if it's a dirty bill,
你虽然有钱,但心里也很快乐。
Even though you're rich, you may be happy.
因为这是一张真的10块钱的钞票。
It's a real $10 bill.
但是反过来,如果你捡到一张100元,看是真的伪钞。
But if you pick up a $100 of counterfeit money,
虽然可以一时以假乱真,
even though you may look real,
但是当你拿到这张100块去 shopping 的时候,去买东西的时候,就会被验证出来。
To go shopping, then they will detect that this is counterfeit.
然后你可能因为拿了这张假钞，你会遇到一些麻烦。
You'll get into trouble if you use fake money.
就像这样，在神的国度里面，音频是没有价值的。
And in God's kingdom, indeed, a counterfeit and forgery has no value.
我们求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
我们真的从心里来渴慕成为神的儿女。
Truly want to desire from our heart to become a child of God.
从我们生活上，从我们行为上来表达，我们是神的儿女。
In our lives, in our action, we need to demonstrate that we are children of God.
我们不需要装的是神的儿女。
We don't want to pretend to become children.
我们不需要装成是个基督徒。
We don't want to pretend to be a Christian.
我们要做的是真真实实从我们心中来相信那位创始成终的耶稣基督，他是我们唯一的救主。
Truly want to believe deep in our heart that Jesus Christ is our only Savior.
因为现在在教会当中有很多的假使徒、敌基督已经出来了。
Because today we can see within the church there's lots of fake angels and antichrist already.
那么在过去一两年当中，我们讲到哥林多前书、哥林多后书的很多的信息。
We have studied 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians this year.
特别是在后书11章的13、14节，特别是提到假使徒。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 to 14, talk about false prophets.
如果不是保罗告诉更多教会说他们当中有假使徒的话，他们根本不知道他们当中有假的豺狼混在他们里面。It's
not for Apostle Paul to remind them they have false apostles among them. They would not know that these people are in there.
他说那些假使徒行事诡诈，装作基督徒的模样。
That these people have deceitful work and they pretend they masquerade as Jesus.
然后他进一步提到连撒旦也装作光明的天使。
Talk about how Satan also masquerade as an angel of light.
所以保罗的言下之意是，那些假使徒就像是撒旦的儿女一样。
Paul means these false apostles, they are children of Satan.
使徒保罗、使徒约翰赞美主说：“你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。”
And Apostle John said, God has given us such a great love.
我们真是神的儿女。
Indeed, we are children of God.
你知道你自己真的是神的儿女吗？
Do you truly believe that you're children of God?
神的儿女不会习惯用负面的情绪来关心教会的事情。
Children of God would not use a negative emotion to look at a church.
神的儿女不会习惯用消极的心态来看教会的侍奉。
And God's children would not use a very passive attitude to look at service within the church.
你渴慕成为神的儿女吗? 越优秀的人, 越懂得去尊重别人。
Do you desire to become a child of God? The better the person, the more he knows how to respect others.
有一个人说, 我以为别人尊重我。
Someone said, I thought people respect me.
是因为我很优秀。
Because I'm very excellent.
慢慢的我明白了。
And slowly I realized,
别人尊重我是因为别人很优秀。
Other people respect me because they are excellent.
是的，别人很爱主。
Because they love God.
优秀的人更懂得尊重别人。
Person of excellence knows how to respect others.
对人恭敬其实就是在庄严你自己。
If you respect others, you're actually dignifying yourself.
什么是优秀？我们再来看下面这个故事。
What do we mean by excellent? Let's take a look at this story.
瑞典的一个 沃尔玛的总部有2000多个停车位。
In Sweden, in the Walmart Center, they have 2,000 parking lots.
找到的人总是把车停在离办公室比较远的地方。
So the people who arrive early tend to park far away from the office.
天天都是这样子。
Like that every day.
有人问其中一个员工这样的问题。
Some people ask a coworker.
你们停车位是固定的吗？
That do you have set a parking lot assigned to you?
他回答说，当然不是。
He said no.
停车位这么多位置，先到人可以先选啊。
So many parking spots. If you arrive early, you can choose where you want to park.
但是我们找到的人有时间可以走远一点的路。
But since we arrive early, we have time. We can walk farther.
这样的话，晚到的同事或许本来会迟到，就可以把车停在离办公室较近的地方，那快些进入办公室，让他们节省一些时间。
That way, when people arrive later or people who are almost late, they can park closer to the office and make it into work early.
这是多么优秀的文化！
Such an excellent culture.
我想我们到一个目的地之后，我们都想要停在最靠近我们想去的地方那个位置。
Often when we drive to a place, we want to park closest to where we want to go.
有时会想到说，停到很远的地方，2000多个停车位，他停很远的地方，他要走多久？
Imagine as a big parking lot, 2,000 slots. If they park far away from the office, you have to walk a long time to go to the office.
他的心中装下别的同事。
In his heart, he thought about his coworkers.
因为他找到他有足够的时间来走到他的办公室。
He arrived early. He had enough time to take his time to walk to the office.
但是很多人因为家庭关系，因为交通的关系，可能会迟到了。
But some people may be late because of family, because of traffic.
所以他们愿意帮助那些人。
So, these people are willing to help those people come in late.
啊，这给我一个想法。
Give me a thought.
也许从下个礼拜开始，我不应该把车停在那个地方。
Maybe starting from next week, we shouldn't be parking that close to church.
可要停远一点。
Park far away.
这不就是我们在读书的时候，我们学到要礼让吗？
So when we're studying, we talk about how we should be considerate and to be gracious, to concede to others.
可是看看我们现在的社会。
But take a look at today's society.
似乎因为忙碌的生活，我们快步调的节奏把这个最基本的都忘记了。
Maybe we're so busy and everyone is always in a hurry. We forgot some of these fundamental stuff.
大家可能争先恐后。
You always want to fighting to become the first.
我们生怕没有抢到最好的位置。
Afraid that we don't have the best spot.
不只是停车场。
Not just talking about parking.
还有好多地方是可以建立起这个文化的。
There are many places that you can build up this kind of culture.
像买票的时候，坐火车的时候，甚至到会议室开会的时候。
Like when you're buying tickets, or when you're taking a train, or when you're going to a meeting.
你愿意把走到最方便的出入位置留给最晚到的那一位吗？
Are you willing to give the best seat for those people who come in late?
当我们都为别人着想的时候，我们的路才会走得更远。
If we are more considerate of others, then we can walk far.
就像《使徒行传》第20:35告诉我们说，施比受更为有福。
And Acts chapter 20:35 says, better to give than receive.
从这边我看到我们所相信的耶稣基督。
From here we can see Jesus.
耶稣基督是个非常优秀的人。
He truly is a model of excellence.
因为他爱我们这些不可爱的人。
He loved us, those who are not lovable.
因为他俯就卑微的你和我。
He bent down to care for the lowly us.
真的越优秀的人越懂得尊重别人。
Truly those who are excellent know how to respect others.
我们的主耶稣基督就是这么优秀的人。
And our Jesus is such a person.
是的，儿女要像耶稣一样优秀。
Children of God should imitate that to become excellent.
你渴慕成为神的儿女吗？
You truly desire to become children of God.
最后，我要用一个故事来结束我们今天的讲道。
Lastly, I will conclude with a story.
这是我常常会讲的一个故事。
Story that Reverend Mao often used.
我们都知道，在1992年美国总统大选。
1992 during the presidential election.
那么老布希在那个时候，他就输给了克林顿。
And President Bush lost to Clinton.
老布希的他的孙子当时就读小学三年级。
And Bush had a grandson who was in the third grade.
当那个选情揭晓的隔天，学校里孩子在排队要领营养午餐。
The day after election, the kids are lining up to get their lunch.
那老师就听到有一个小孩嘲笑他。
And the teacher heard another kid that makes fun of a Bush grandson.
他就跟他说：“输掉了，输掉了，你爷爷输掉了，羞羞脸。
”So you lo- cross, you lost, your grandfather lost, shame on you.
那老师看到就很心疼。
The teacher, felt bad.
他正要上前来阻止的时候，只见这个不幸的孙子面带着微笑。
When the teacher tried to stop the bullying kid, he saw a Bush grandson was smiling.
他没有被激怒。
He was not angry.
也没有把头低下来。
He was not shameful.
他从容不迫地说，我相信克林顿也会是一个好总统。
He just said, I believe Clinton could also be a good president.
老师听到非常的感动。
The teacher was very moved.
浮上老师脑海的是第一个意念就是这个孩子好优秀。
The first idea for the teacher was thinking that this is a very good kid.
这个孩子爸爸妈妈教的真好。
His parents taught him so well.
我相信在布希的家庭生活里面，平常谈论人事一定不是攻击、批评跟抹黑。
We can believe that in the family, in the Bush family, when they talk about other people, they don't attack them, they don't criticize them.
而是对孩子有一个正向的和积极的引导。
But they are very positive in guiding their kids to be more take initiative.
这样的父母真的活出了领导力，也能教出是非分明的孩子。
This kind of parents show leadership and also how to teach a kid to discern.
如果你渴慕成为神的儿女，
if you desire to become a child of God,
你要设法来装备你自己，
you need to equip yourself,
来操练自己，
to discipline yourself,
成为一个优秀的人，
become an excellent person.
当你成为优秀的时候，你旁边的人会更优秀。
If you become more excellent, other people will also become excellent.
当我们南南华人基督教成为一个优秀的教会的时候，我想我们在这个地方，我们所做的事情会不一样。
It will become an excellent church, and people will notice, and we can do mighty things.
你渴望成为神的儿女吗？
Truly desire to become a child.
最重要的不是如何让我们的外在行为像个基督徒。
Not just trying to act like Christian outwardly,
而是让我们的内在品格更像基督。
But to become our inner character, to become more like Jesus.
知道盼望我们的内在品格真的更像耶稣基督。
So that our inner character will become more like Jesus.
当你的内在品格更像耶稣基督的话，你活出来就是耶稣基督。
If you become more like Jesus inside, then you will live our life that's more like Jesus.
你渴慕成为神的儿女吗？
Truly desire to become a child of God.
如果你渴慕成为神的儿女，你要活出爱，活出配得的生命。
If you desire to be a child of God, you have to live a life of love and live the life that you deserve.
在这里我要说，活出爱不是做大事。
To live a life of love is not accomplish big project.
而是在神所托付的事上忠心。
But in what God has given to you to be faithful.
而且尽心尽力。
Do your best in small things.
成就在于神。
And whatever can be accomplished is due to God.
人是要在小事上忠心。
But in small things, we need to be faithful.
而不是在大事上费心。
Then we don't need to worry about the big picture.
先求他的国和他的义。
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
顺序对了。
Once you have the right priority,
心对了。
Your heart will be the right place.
事就对了。
And things will be accomplished.
神就会成就那样的美事。
God will accomplish a beautiful thing.
所以不管是大事或小事，
regardless of big things or small things,
在神的教会当中，
in God's church,
合他心意的就是美事。
Do it according to His will, then that is a beautiful thing.
我们求神来帮助我们，
May God help us.
也借着神的帮助，让我们就是可以天天紧紧的跟随他。
His help, we can follow him closely every day.
我们一起同心来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主，让我们知道你对我们的爱是何等的大。
To know that what a wonderful great love you have for us.
我们经常会忘记神你对我们的爱。
Often we forget about your love for us.
我们在这个世界上追求爱。
In this world, we look for love.
好像是你的爱不能满足我们一样。
As if your love cannot satisfy us.
主，我们渴望成为你的儿女。
Lord, we desire to become your children.
就像使徒保罗告诉我们说，神你对我们的爱是何等的大。
The apostle says, indeed, you lavish your great love upon us.
主啊，特别在这感恩的季节当中，让我们经常想起这件事情。
This is Thanksgiving season. Let's remember that.
让我们渴慕成为神的儿女。
Let's desire to become children of God.
求你来使用我们。
Use us, Lord.
祷告奉告耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.